expect to find banjo players like Jared Boyd at the Virginia Folklife Showcase, along with fiddlers, dulcimer players, and the people who make those instruments. Guys who carve decoy ducks arrived from the Eastern Shore, as did gospel singers from Richmond, candy makers from Chesapeake, and logsmiths from Carroll County. But perhaps the most popular booth was manned by Chris Prilliman from Franklin County, who decided to make craft alcohol after a tour guide at a South Carolina distillery asked where he was from.
And I told him we was from Franklin County, and I said, gosh, y'all ought to be giving the tour instead of taking it. And I told my wife right then, I said, we know more for liquor than anything else. I said, we got two beautiful lakes and a Ferrum College. We mentioned Franklin County. It's going to be something about liquor. So I come home, and I got hooked up with the people that I need to get hooked up with to get this thing going, and so here we are today.
Twin Creeks Distillery now makes corn and rye whiskeys, moonshine flavored with lemon, cinnamon and apple, and fruit brandies. Prilliman feels like the business is a perfect fit.
A lot of the people that I grew up around, that was their livelihood.
So your father made moonshine?
No, my daddy was a banker, but my daddy died and I was 14 years old, but my grandfather on both sides was in the whiskey business, and it's just a thing handed down from generation to generation. It was their only way of making ends meet, you know. I mean, they had to do something to survive. It wanted to be bootleggers, it's just they didn't have no other way.
Also on display, a less traditional Virginia folk art, hot rod rigging. A crowd gathered around a souped-up Volkswagen, reminiscing about the days of the Flower Children and the Beatles they drove.
Yeah, I bought mine for $300.
The floor was rusty and had some holes in it, and when you're driving along, you could actually watch the pavement down below you.
It was white, and I always had a bouquet of flowers on the dashboard.
It was shaky on the highway. It was fun trying to go fast in a very slow car, you know.
The sponsor of this event, Virginia Humanities, also funds people who want to learn skills brought here by modern-day immigrants, Iranian and Persian music, Sephardic ballads, Mongolian contortion, and the making of empanadas and baklava. At the Virginia Folklife Apprenticeship Showcase, I'm Sandy Houseman.